Every week we check in with Concentrate Media to find out the focus of this week's On the Ground Ypsilanti story. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the project manager of On the Ground Ypsilanti, Sarah Rigg.
Hey there, Lisa.
Hi, Sarah. You wrote a very important and timely story this week in light of our current health pandemic. So we're also joined by someone you'll read about in that story, Elise Asbury Payne, the racial equity officer for Washtenaw County. And we're all in three separate locations for health reasons, but coming together to share this story with you. So welcome to all of you. Elise, how are you holding up?
We are busy at the county, but moving forward as best we can.
So, Sarah, tell us what your story is about this week, please.
So, on April 2nd, the Washtenaw County Health Department released data by zip code and by racial demographic, and it showed that the Ypsilanti zip codes 48197 and 48198 were especially heavily hit by COVID-19. And that African Americans are being disproportionately affected by the disease, and talked about some of the systemic reasons why that might be and how to get the message, important messages out to the people who need it most.
So, Elise, when you saw this information, what was your interpretation of what was uncovered?
Looking at the data, it made it clear that the folks that are already dealing with challenging circumstances around the social determinants of health were being hardest hit, and that in our community and county response, we needed to make sure to concentrate resources into those areas.
I saw, Sarah, in your story that you said poverty is a risk factor in a pandemic. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you uncovered?
Sure. Well, a lot of places have published the results of this study, and what we really wanted to do was put some faces with the statistics, so they're not just these numbers, but showing how it's impacting people's lives who live in Ypsilanti. So we talked to some folks who live in Ypsilanti, and particularly in the African American community, and they're telling us they're having a very different experience than their white peers, that they're seeing, friends in the dozens becoming sick and even dying. So talking about poverty as a risk factor, people who live in low-income communities tend to live closer to one another, maybe in a apartment building where you're going to have a lot more, commonly touched areas, high-touch areas, and, crowding in and of itself, harder to quarantine if you've got several people living in a small efficiency apartment, right? So that is in and itself a contributing factor. And then, of course, people who are low income don't have as good access to health care, and they're more likely to have pre-existing medical conditions that make them vulnerable to the virus.
Elise, some people have heard this story and this data and have said, well, that's just because they're not staying home and following the rules. Can you explain that to people so they can better understand that that is not necessarily the situation that is causing these racial disparities in who is being infected and impacted by the coronavirus?
So what the data tells us right now is that the African American population in Washtenaw County is becoming disproportionately sick, and that is regardless of their socioeconomic status, although poverty absolutely can be a risk factor for exposure and infection rates. And folks who become sick are disproportionately being hospitalized. So it's not just if you are a poor person of color that you're at more risk. It's that people of color, we are seeing these disproportionate impacts across the board. Density in housing is absolutely a risk factor. We have a lot of people who work in essential jobs. So they are care providers. They work in our grocery stores and are keeping our food chain secure. Things that require you to come in more close contact with the public or prevent you from being able to work at home. But we also have unfortunate bias in our medical system. This is something that we can see clearly in terms of infant mortality rates and maternal infant mortality rates, where when we do access care, we as people of color, as Black people, have a different kind of experience with our healthcare providers. So we may go in, access care, have excellent insurance, be highly educated, be in a comfortable economic status. And the way in which our healthcare providers, interact with us, hear our concerns, respond to our concerns, we have seen from national studies that Black people, when we access care, we don't get the same kind of treatment. Our concerns are frequently dismissed. Our pain is treated as not as severe. And so when we are going into our providers and saying, hey, I have these concerns and I have these symptoms, there's no guarantee that we're going to receive the same level of care or the same kind of a response as those symptoms being taken seriously and as of high concern. We also, in our county, unfortunately, we have not just food deserts, but we have medical deserts as well, where it is harder to access care. So a lot of people who are becoming ill, if they receive treatment early, are frequently being given guidance by their providers to stay home, self-isolate, and to give themselves care in a particular way. But if you're not able to access care until later on in the progression of the illness, there may have been some steps that a provider may have communicated in terms of managing symptoms and keeping yourself well that you didn't have access to. And so that's one of the challenges that we're seeing in the community as well. Access to testing. We know we have these hot spots in our community, and we are working diligently to make sure that the people who need to access testing are able to do so, so that we are able to affect and mitigate spread.
I know one of the concerns is getting out accurate and timely information and resources to the most vulnerable. So here you are on 89.1 WEMU. What message do you want us to share to improve this situation?
If you can, stay home. And that is not practical for everyone. Like I mentioned, we have our essential care workers who are heroes in our community, who are making sure that our food supply stays stable, who can't stay home, people who are not able to do that. If you have to go out, limit your contact with other people to essential activities. I know it's hard when you are in maybe smaller spaces, or you're just at home and want to be out in your community and engage with people. But really what will keep you safe right now is avoiding close contact with others as much as possible, limiting your movements to essential activities only, washing your hands constantly. It seems like such a simple thing, but what we're seeing in terms of transmission, washing your hands prevents the spread of illness, and it's a simple thing that everyone can do. So if you go outside, you come in your house, wash your hands. Before you eat, obviously, if you cough, if you touch something that you're not sure if it's sanitized or clean, just wash your hands all the time. That will help prevent the spread of illness. I think something else that we're seeing that's really important to know, especially in the African American community, is that we have people who are younger who are getting sick. And they're getting very sick, and some of those people are dying. And it's important to understand that this is not just a very scary and risky disease for folks who are our elders or our seniors in the community. It is impacting folks who are in that younger demographic. So looking at the numbers, we have something like 30% of identified cases are within the 18 to 39 year old demographic in our county. So that means typically people aren't getting tested unless they are symptomatic, which means that they are sick enough to go into see a healthcare provider. And so we're seeing scary numbers in that demographic as well. So it's not just older folks who get very sick. It's also younger populations that are getting very sick. So as much as you can, make sure that you're practicing safe social distancing. If you go out, wear some kind of face covering. The county is working hard to get masks distributed into our hardest hit areas. And so we'll have more information about that late this week, early next week. But wearing a bandana, scarf, anything that will help also keep you healthy, but prevent spread, because we have some folks who are asymptomatic, meaning they're not displaying any kind of symptoms. They may not necessarily feel sick, but they can be carriers. And so that's one of the reasons why we're asking people to stay home is you may not personally feel sick, but you may be a risk to other people. So staying home doesn't just protect yourself, it protects the community at large.
That's Elise Asbury Payne, the racial equity officer for Washtenaw County. On the job for less than a year, did you ever think that this would be something you'd be dealing with, new to this position?
It feels like I've been doing this job 100 years.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's because March is already, you know, March was 500 years long. So.
Yeah, right. And Sarah Rigg, that's something we'll look forward to reading. We'll put that on our website, WEMU.org. Sarah Rigg, Elise Asbury Payne, thank you so much for joining us for On the Ground Ypsilanti here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa.